Stephen Montgomery is the founder and CEO of Resi Brands, one of the most innovative and successful franchises in the country. That includes That One Painter, Garage Up, Pink's Windows, Action Interiors, and Monty's. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Hey, what's up, man? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so I live in Austin, Texas. I've been here for a long time. I have a beautiful wife and four kids. So my kids are, it's two boys, two girls. So it's boy, girl. They're all 9 to 3. So a lot of fun. And the last 13 years, I've been building a painting company. I started painting houses 13 years ago. It was just me. That grew to being one of the largest painting companies in Texas, and we started franchising it in 2021. So I spent a decade just painting homes and building a painting company. And then in 21, we switched to franchising. That model blew up. And then about 2 years ago, we started Resi Brands, which would be kind of a parent company for That One Painter and then some other brands that I started and acquired. And so we now have a total of 5 home service brands, and we help entrepreneurs build legacy businesses in the home service space. We're trying to flip the script on blue collar services. And there's I think there's a awakening to it. I think people understand now better than ever that the blue collar industry and these boring businesses are actually little gold mines, and you can make a great living. You can actually make a long lasting business in these places. Something that you might be able to hand off to your kids or sell one day for a nice multiple. And basically what we do as a franchise is help people build businesses using our systems and trademarks. And at the end of the day, the reason I do it is because for me, entrepreneurship was a path to freedom. It was a way for me to control my destiny a bit, choose my hours, control when I went on vacation, but more importantly, take care of my family. And then I've always been really I've been very involved in church and a lot of nonprofit ministries that I've been a part of. And it's been a way for me to fund those or be a part of those without any real limitations. And so that's kind of what entrepreneurship means to me. And I love franchising because I get to help other people use the same systems that I developed to now be successful as well.
Well, congratulations on the success.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's been fun. We're at 615 franchises sold in a 3-year period.
Wow. That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot, and we're having a lot of fun, man.
So do you have a secret way to paint that helped you to launch that painting company and make it go so successful?
So what I say about there's no secret to painting. And it's one of the things that like the founders of Pink's Window Services, they say too, like they always say a clean window is a clean window. Like it's clean or it's not clean. Like there is no in between. And with painting, like it is either done right or it's not done. And that's one of the things that people don't realize. And in a lot of these home service trades, what makes people different is just the attention to detail. And so for me, like when we were painting houses, I didn't have a lot of warranty work. I didn't have people call me back to do touch-ups all the time because I would walk that room and look at over it over and over and over again until I knew that it was right, until it was done. And I think that commitment to excellence has always been what's made me successful. And when you let that slack or you let employees get away with a lower standard, then you're going to have issues. But if you have this commitment to excellence and a great standard of customer service, dude, you can build a great window cleaning company, a great painting company. You can build anything that you want. It's just that commitment to excellence and making sure the customer gets what they should get.
Which sounds so obvious when you say it, right? It's like, if you do it right the first time.
It's like, why spend all that time driving back to repaint the room when you just hang out for a little longer and make sure it's good to go, right? Spend a little more time doing it right and you end up saving a lot of time in the long run. Plus you have a great reputation and lots of happy customers who are referring you and writing positive reviews and all of that. And so as we scaled, it's become more than just about a clean window and painting houses, our franchisees, most of them, I'd say 95% of our franchisees had zero experience in the trades before they joined. So we have people coming in who are from tech sales, from medical device sales, from, we had a guy who was a truck driver, military backgrounds, all sorts of different backgrounds that have come in. Some were teachers before they started this business, and we teach them how to do sales for the business. We teach them how to find great painters or window cleaners to be on their team and ultimately build a sizable business. We're not talking about, hey, I paint houses by myself. That's how I started. But our franchisees typically start with them, maybe a salesperson and a whole team of painters, and they're rocking and rolling. So we help people build scalable businesses. We're very competitive at Resi. So we tell people, like, when they're looking at buying a franchise with us, we say, look, I want you to look up the largest window cleaning company in your city. So let's say you live in Oklahoma City. I want you to look it up. I want you to find out who's the biggest in town, who has the most Google reviews. I want you to screenshot that company and save it on your phone. And I want you to visualize yourself beating that company, being the number one in the city. Now you're going to be the biggest painting company in Oklahoma City or Madison, Wisconsin, or wherever you're going, right? And if you can't get there in your head, don't buy a franchise with us, because we're extremely competitive and we want people to come in who are very driven to build something significant. And we have a lot of amazing owners who are very driven. They support each other really well. They follow the system, and we're building painting, window cleaning, roofing empires all over this country.
Well, that certainly all resonates with me. I mean, you talk about having a commitment to excellence and doing the job right and not leaving until it's done, and it's done right or it's not done, and that people are driven to be significant and to build something that's significant. That's not everybody, right?
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. There's a lot of people that are, I don't think that people should get into business if they're looking for an easy path. Business is difficult by nature. When you become an entrepreneur, you become ultimately responsible. So when an employee makes a mistake or shows up late, you're responsible, not the employee. Now, you might not be at fault, but you're responsible, right? If you have a customer who's being abnormally difficult, it might not be your fault, but you are responsible. And look, the economy might shift. It's not your fault, but you're responsible, right? For your team, for your customers, for your business. And that is difficult by nature. And so not everybody's cut out for it. And that's what I tell everyone. I'm like, look, like, franchising makes business simpler, but it does not make it easy. Like, it is still difficult to build a business. Franchising says, hey, here's the systems that are proven and work. You don't have to go figure out all these marketing materials and the website and the SOPs and the training materials for your team and the uniforms and the processes. You don't have to figure all that stuff out. We've simplified it. That's already all done. But at the end of the day, you're still ultimately responsible to build this business and be successful. That's hard. And will always be hard, because if it was easy, everyone would do it and everyone would be a millionaire. But that's not reality. And the reason it's not reality is because not everybody's cut out for it.
Mm-hmm. So that was a lot. The sales, the marketing, the websites, the uniforms, training, I suppose that's what the cost of entry is. You don't to do that on your own would take years. Probably took you 10 years to get to the point to figure everything out.
It took me 10 years. What's the saying? I burned a lot of pancakes figuring out how to make this meal, right? It's like, I've made every mistake you can in running a painting company, a home service company. And we know what works and what doesn't. And at the end of the day, you're buying into that system. You're buying into that model, that proven. And it's fun to see, because we see franchisees accomplish in the first year what took me many years to accomplish. And that is very rewarding, because that's when you know the system works and that the training is good. I tell people, look, my responsibility as a franchisor is to give you all the best tools and resources you need to be successful. So if you think of it as like they're going to build a business. You think about like them building a home. I'm going to give you the blueprints. I'm going to give you all of the tools you would need. I'm going to tell you where you can source your lumber, your tile, all the stuff you're going to need to build this house. But I can't build it for you, right? I can coach you. You can call me when there's problems. I'm going to occasionally swing by and be like, hey, we have a new set of drills and hammers that we want you to try out because they're better. We're going to put better tools in your tool belt as we keep growing the business. We're going to say, hey, we actually have a new vendor for this and that. But at the end of the day, we can't build the house for you. We can't. We can give you the tools, resources, and materials that you need, as well as the blueprints. But at the end of the day, as a franchisee, you have to build your business. I think that's the best understanding to have about what a franchise is. And a franchise isn't for everyone. I think some people will love a franchise because they want a proven model. They want a system that works. They like the camaraderie of the community of franchisees. And others want to do everything their own way. And if you want to do everything your own way and figure it out for yourself, then by all means, please do not buy a franchise because it is not built for you. But if you're the type of person who truly enjoys the systems, who likes to follow a model that's already proven, and you like the community of franchisees because that's really important, then I would say a franchise is definitely for you.
That's a really, I think that it's important to be super honest about that and upfront because you want to make a good selection decision and you want the franchisee to make a good selection decision as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a process. We turn people down all the time. And sometimes we help people opt out that it's just not a good fit for them. And so but there's lots of people who it's a phenomenal journey. And I think franchising, sometimes people have thought of it as like being relatively like a small business opportunity and not understanding how scalable it is, because those systems, when they work, and you put a good team around it, it is easy to replicate. So the training and the model is built for scale, not just for the franchisor. It's built for scale for the hungry and driven franchisee. It's now also easier for you to open up more locations as a franchisee than it would be on your own, because it's a system designed for scaling. And this is true originally in franchising with like retail and restaurants. And so I met a guy who owns 128 Burger Kings, multi-millionaire, extremely wealthy, just owning Burger Kings. And there's a family, you can look it up. I'm blanking on his name, but there's a franchisee. He originally was trying to build these burger joints on his own. He had like something like 20 stores, 20 restaurants that were his own burger joints, but he was really struggling. And so he reached out to Burger King and said, hey, can I change my restaurants into Burger Kings? And they let him do it. He signed franchise agreements. They remodeled. They changed them into Burger Kings. Then over the course of like 40 years, he grew from those 20 to something like 1,000 Burger Kings. He died, and a few years later, his family sold their enterprise for $1 billion, just being a franchisee of Burger King. I think he owned like 20 Popeye's chickens, but it was like 1,000 Burger Kings and like 20 Popeye's chickens or something like that. Don't hold me to the numbers, but and then they sold it for over $1 billion after he passed. And that's the type of scale that a franchise can allow you when you're in a good brand and you follow a system. There's a guy, and this one's touches a little closer for me because it's a home service model, but so impressive. Is there's a guy inside of 1-800 Got Junk, and his story is he just kept adding location after location, and that franchisee alone between all of his locations does $100 million in revenue. The thing is, like, there's stories like this all throughout franchising. It's franchisees who are driven and understand the value of a well-designed system can scale almost endlessly, because that's what great systems are designed for.
Yeah, those are awesome stories. So somebody's listening, they say, okay, I am a hardworking person. I appreciate, let's just say I'm an engineer and I do everything exactly the same way and I follow systems and I totally get it. I go to Resi Brands website and I see you've got these five awesome brands. Does it matter which one I pick? How do I think about that?
I don't think it matters too incredibly much which one you pick. I think you should pick the one that resonates with you, that meets your skill set the best. I would say that some people that are more sales driven may enjoy something like Action Exteriors or That One Painter, because there's larger ticket items. It's a little more of a hunt. Whereas people who like more predictable growth, they're going to really enjoy the reoccurring revenue model that Pink's and Monty's have. With Pink's is like reoccurring revenue in the sense that you have people on reoccurring jobs to go out every 2 weeks or every month or every quarter to clean the windows. Monty's has a subscription model for our maintenance plan. So if you like that scalable, reoccurring predictability, those are better brands, but those take a little longer to build. But as you build them, they're very stable. Whereas, you get into roofing, like Action Exteriors or painting, bigger ticket items, but you're always on the hunt, you're always selling. And so that fits different personality types a little bit better. But I would say that overall, they're all great opportunities inside of the home service space, and it's really which one fits you the best.
Yeah, I think that
We
that makes a ton of sense.
a lot Our average franchisee owns 3.8 territories. So most of our franchisees will start with one, two, three territories and scale from there. We have a franchisee who he bought 10 territories in the beginning, which is a big investment, and then launched five of them. It went very successfully. He bought 15 more territories. He owns a large part of New England and is now, I mean, just an absolute role model for our franchisees. And I think that what we'll see in Resi Brands, as we have others who own, 10 territories. We have one guy who started with like five. I think he owns 11 now. Another couple guys that have 14, they've launched five. So there's just a lot of guys that are starting to get in here, and build very scalable, large businesses with us. I think we're going to see a lot of stories like we talked about earlier. As time goes on, we're going to see a lot of people building very large businesses using our proven systems and models.
Yeah, like that's awesome. And how about you? You obviously spent 10 years growing your initial painting company, and now you are the CEO of the entire operation. Your future looks like what?
2025, we're going to focus on the five brands we have, really help our franchisees scale to the largest level that we can. And then we'll add more brands in 2026. That's our plan right now. I believe that given enough time, we will build the greatest and largest home service company in the world. But that's a long game. And I started painting houses all by myself. Resi Brands looks like an overnight success, but it was built on a 10-year foundation of me growing one company in one location for 10 years. And now we're growing a large home service franchise brand that we think could be as big as Neighbourly or hopefully even beat them as they're the biggest home service franchise. But that will take time. Some of these big brands were not built overnight. They were built on decades of commitment to success and excellence. And so for me, I'm playing the long game. I have a photo of my son here on my desk, sitting in my chair. And I joke with people that that's their future boss, right? So and so I don't know if that's what he will want when he gets older, but it helps me think through the long game of why we do what we do. And ultimately, business is about freedom. It's about legacy. I think those two things are really good reasons to build a business: freedom, and the legacy to either pass it on to your kids or sell it and you're passing on the money. But either way, you're building something that you're really proud of.
Yeah, well said. I just did the quick math as we're getting started. There's five current brands, but you have four kids. So I thought, well, maybe they're going to have more kids, so they just plug a child into each one of these companies.
Yeah, he gets to lead a brand.
Yeah,
that's
it's
funny.
going to work great.
That's not a bad idea. But I'm not going to have more kids. I'm very happy with four.
All right. Beautiful. Commitment to excellence. As you look out at just kind of the culture in general, I feel like we need more of that as individuals. And if each one of us can start delivering more on that and holding ourselves more to a standard, I think a lot of the problems that we're looking at can kind of fix themselves. I don't know if that's a stupid thing or if that resonates with you.
It does. This is something that I've thought a lot about, and I think that our values sum it up really well, is that I want to build something that's great. I mean, I'm committed to greatness itself and doing something, like I said, something you're really proud of at the end of the day. And what I realized in business was there was these two things that mattered more than everything if you're going to build a successful company culture. And those two things are excellence and kindness. And they can seem opposed to each other at times, but they're not. They're actually complementary. And so excellence is, hey, that is the drive to say, no, this isn't good enough. I need you to do better. It is the drive to say the customer deserves better. Your teammates deserve better. You need to go above and beyond. You need to do better than the competitors are. There is an intensity to excellence. There is a demand for excellence. I think there should be a demand from the customer. I think there should be a demand internally of each other to be excellent. And so I say, and that word demand can seem a little intense, but I say it to my team all the time. Great things do not happen on accident. They have to be demanded of people and they have to be worked on. And so we say all the time, like, you can demand excellence out of anyone in the company, any direction, because that's our core value is excellence. And our second core value is kindness. And so as we demand excellence, as we work to do better and to do more, we do it with kindness. Kindness doesn't mean niceness. It's not a fake, you know, compliment. It's the reality of actually doing something that's good for the other person. And niceness can be a compliment you don't mean. But a compliment you don't actually mean when there's a hard truth you haven't spoken is actually unkind. And you need to be kind and say, hey, look, like, this is, I want the best for you. I want to see you succeed. I want to see you go really far. And so our core values are excellence and kindness. You know, you got people like Gary Vee who also summarize this kind of stuff really well, like kind candor. You know, it's like that we need to have real talks. We need to do really well, but we need to do it all with like a flavor of kindness. And I think that if you apply, I say, if you have excellence plus kindness plus time, because it takes time, you have to be committed. So excellence plus kindness plus time equals greatness.
Well said. Stephen, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they get involved with ResiBrands?
Yeah. ResiBrands.com. You'll see my socials on there. You'll see all the information about our brands. You'll see the investment ranges, what the opportunity looks like, as well as franchise testimonials and stories. So I think it's the best spot to land is ResiBrands.com. And for everybody who's curious on what Resi means, Resi is just short for residential. So we're home services. That's the idea. So ResiBrands.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Stephen your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to ResiBrands.com and go a little bit deeper into what Stephen and I have been talking about today and see if it's the right opportunity for you to continue or get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Thanks again, Stephen.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.